listening to Access Day on CITR 101.9 FM. Now we have a very special programming or live performance, and this is Jeff and his bandmates from Vancouver Adaptive Music Society. So here's Jeff and his bandmates. So take it in. Take it away.
Take it away. All right. Thank you. Great to be here. Just open it up with a little Van Morrison here. Slipping away, you know you're only a king for a day. It doesn't matter to which god you pray, because precious time slipping away. It doesn't matter what route you take, sooner or later your heart's gonna break. No rhyme or reason, no master plan, no nirvana, no promised land, because precious time is slipping away. Know you're only king for a day. Doesn't matter to which god you pray, because precious time is slipping away. Sarah, Sarah, what it'll be will be. I keep on searching for immortality. She's so beautiful every day. Everything in life just passes away, but precious time is slipping away. Know you're only queen for a day. It doesn't matter to which god you pray, because precious time slipping away. Oh yeah. Now the world is cruel with its twist and its turn. The passion still in me, the fire burns. I love a melody until the day I die. Until hell freezes over and the river runs dry. Precious time is slipping away. Know you're only king for a day. It doesn't matter to which god you pray, because precious time is slipping away. Yeah. Precious time is slipping away. Know you're only queen for a day. Doesn't matter to which god you pray, because precious time is slipping away. Much. Great to be here, and we have a bit of an audience, so I'm going to turn just a little bit. And so the next song, that was Precious Time, next song I'll do is one I wrote called Wise Old Tree, and it's about a father and son relationship and passing on wisdom through the generations. Wise Old Tree. Ready, boys?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. by the banks of the river, sitting on my daddy's knee. When I was a young boy, my whole life ahead of me, beneath our old oak tree, was listening like a friend. We talked for hours as if life would never end. I never knew my granddad, he was gone when I was born. So dad would tell me stories with good advice he got before. Through the many times we talked under this same old tree, and I wish I'd listened to what he was teaching. Beginning to discover what I want out of life and what I learned from my father, all the little things he said as a friend and role model. Now I keep his words close, good advice tomorrow. Yeah. And when he passed on the road I departed, no fixed location, and living half-hearted till the time I hit bottom. And I realized that he'd said all that I needed to make my life different. You see, this old tree, it just keeps getting wiser every time we talk. It's a timely reminder of what I know now and how I hope to be here for you, son, under this wise old tree. Let's begin to discover what we want out of life and learn from our fathers, all the little things said as friends and role models, and like this old oak tree, wiser tomorrow. Thank you so much. All right.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's a good one.
It's the favorite. The Vans fan favorite.
And what would that be? Let's do Beauty of Sound.
Beauty of Sound.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Loving arms, your body. body close to mine. I wanna touch you with a melody of mine one more time. Let's go back in time to our younger days when we were singing out loud. Making music together on the front lawn, the sun going down. From those days our hearts were bound, the moments we shared, the beauty of sound, how that sound it would lift us up when we were down. For music is our best communication, sending you my love for the journey you're on, and hope you can hear it and take it along on your way. Come out and play and we'll sing along while there's time on the front lawn. For though now prisoner of your situation, your blinds may be drawn, but your life still long. And it's so surreal how our roles have changed. Now I'm the one who is strong, but days I'm not so sure. But I will be brave, holding your hand, for courage I lean on. Well, from those days, you know, our hearts were bound, the moments we shared, the beauty of sound, and how our sound would lift us up when we were down. Music is our best communication, sending you my love for a journey that's long, and in our hearts we'll keep singing on. All our days we'll live in this moment, forgetting what's gone, saying all we need to in a song. For though now a prisoner of your situation, your blinds may be drawn, but your light still on.
Moisten my hand really quick. Yeah.
All right.
What are you feeling next, sir?
Let's do Every Country Mile. How's that?
Yeah, yeah. That sounds great. It's on two, eh?
Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha. Hey, because. Thank you. Well, our journey, son, is gonna be a long one. It's a little too far to run. Or it's a country mile, strolling home from the county fair, playing cowboys as we go and singing on the road again. A wishing this would never end. The lights growing dim, and I stop and carry him. Now he's slipping away, he's fading with the day. He whispers in my ear, Daddy, I love you. With words so pure and true, I whisper, I love you too, son. You have my word, my love goes on and on. And I'll be there when you cry. I'll pick you up and dry your eye. I'll tell you something to make you smile. And not for just a while, but for every country mile, my love goes on. Son, as you grow up and down to where your road travels, you're gonna find your loving heart one day may fall apart. A love you're certain of may come unravel, leaving you stranded by the road on empty and alone. So don't lose sight of that light in the distance. When your spirits are low, there's always somewhere you can go. That light is my love, it's like a headlight down the road. When your heart needs a tow, there's something you should know. You have my word, my love goes on and on. It'll be there when you try to pick you up and gonna dry your eye. On a compass bearing it in north and strong. And not for just a while, but for every country mile, my love for you, it goes on and on. My love for you, it goes on and on.
Shine.
Mm?
Our love will shine. What are you thinking?
Or I could do the solo one.
Yeah, why, yeah. Don't, why don't you do that?
I'll do a song called Rainbow Through the Rain. It's about seeing the rainbow through the rain. Uplifting, which we kind of need this May. Whew. Thinking back to a time in my life, I was free and easy, just doing it right, and not giving up on the future. For the road to happiness, it may never find you, it can slip away, never to come true. But I'm not giving up for the future. I can't amend. Look on through the falling rain, my friend. See your destiny again and again. And don't you give up until the end. See the rainbow through the pouring rain. See the rainbow through the pouring rain. So now I'm living my life one day at a time. Sometimes it feels like being wrong is a crime. I get that feeling when things don't come my way. Oh, the realities of life and the abuse we withstand, from isolation to a reprimand. But just live it now, while you still can, and we still can. Just look on through the falling rain, my friend. See your destiny again and again. And don't you give up until the end. See the rainbow through the pouring rain. Rainbow through the pouring rain. For one fine day I'm gonna find the meaning of living at the end of my time. But until that day I hope to see how we make this world better. Yeah, just a little better. Yeah, just a little better for you and me. Yeah. One day I may wake up to find there's more to this life than just my state of mind. Preachers tell me that there is, but some days I don't know. But on a misty morning when the raindrops fall, and I swear I hear him, for he whispers a calling, and he tells me life is a circle without end, without end. Just look on through the falling rain, my friend. See your destiny again and again. And don't you give up until the end. See the rainbow through the pouring rain. See the rainbow through the pouring rain. Time do we got there?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, we got 42.
What's that?
42 o'clock. So, do you want to do our level shine?
Yeah, well, you gave a thumbs up. Does that mean more time?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I guess that's what
we love it. That's what we like to see. Yeah. Okay. Thumbs up is good. Yes.
Supposed to get off. Yeah. Exactly. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
All right. Our level shine.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So This is a song that I don't know if I need to explain it, but
do I explain the song? Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Well, I wrote this song. My ancestry.ca or whatever, but I happened to know that a number of generations ago, my ancestors came to Canada, and when I was looking on the ship registry, I saw them named in the log and everything, and so that was really kind of exciting to see. And so I just got thinking about all of the, you know, people who come as immigrants and how scary that would have been for many, many people who made that arduous journey way back. So that's what this song's about. It's about a couple who are about to embark on leaving their home to a new continent.
Cool.
No, I'm always gonna be there waiting for you. That's what a promise is for. My love for you is like the moon off the water, just like the rocks on the shore. They'll never lose their shine for all time. Our love will shine to the end of the line. Got a lucky penny down in my pocket. It's gonna be a ticket to ride. For I'm here on the pier. As soon as they dock it, find a way to stow us inside. For a new life we'll find. For all time, time, time. Yeah, our love will shine to the end of the line. Though it's a long, hard journey, I love you. Feel a little nervous, I am too. But we've been anticipating this day from our birth, yeah, yeah. And with you, my darling, I'm gonna sail the earth. I'm gonna wander and only leave a memory behind. For I'm here on the pier. Soon as they dock it, find a way to stow us inside. For a new life we'll find. For all time, time, time. For our love will shine to the end of the line. Our love will shine. For all time, 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 our love will shine to the end of the line.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Okay. This one.
All right.
Grizzly bear?
Grizzly bear.
Let's do it.
I see you there, looking all pretty the way you brush your hair. Yeah, I like it when you smile. Won't you stay for just a little while? Can I take you home? Can I take you home? We can go any way you wanna go. Can I take you high to the mountain sky? You can go as far as you wanna go. Ba 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 ba. Sitting here now beneath them stars makes me wanna take your waist in my arms. She's got that way, yeah, she's got that way. Wrapping her little heart around mine. Can I take you home? Can I take you home? Can I any way you wanna go? Can I take you high on the mountainside? We can go as far as you wanna go. Ba 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 ba. Take you home, can I take you home? You can go any way you wanna go. Can I take you high to the mountain sky? We can go far as we wanna go. Ba 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 ba.
Today is Access Day, an annual special programming initiative that highlights stories of accessibility and disability justice from within our communities. This year's theme is the spectrum of accessibility. Access Day is broadcast on stations across Canada. Go to your local campus and community radio station's website to see if they are participating.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
I'm
interested in making radio? How about hosting your own show? At CITR, you can make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From news, art, sports, to gender empowerment, accessibility, music, and the BIPOC collective, there's definitely something for everyone. Explore new worlds both virtually and at our station, and be prepared to have a blast with some new pals. For more information or to join, please visit citr.ca/get-involved.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination, with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
I'm a CITR member, a long-time member. I would have to say it's going to be my 10 years when this airs. I'm also part of the Accessibility Collective, which hosts All Access Pass, and we feature disability and accessibility-related topics. And I've been part of Access Day since it started. In 2015, we started with, you know, just one station, and now it's global, station to station. Accessibility to me means having different perspectives on what accessibility means to you. Just because it may work for one group, it doesn't mean it'll work for everyone. And I think people need to keep open mind about that. Like, we're not all the same. You still get to do what you want to do, but it comes in different shades.
Access Day airs on radio stations across Canada on Thursday, May 19th, starting at 9 a.m. PT.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Access Day on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is DB once again. And before the break, you were listening to a live performance with Jeff Stanfield from Vancouver Adaptive Music Society. And now we're going to have a little interview with him and his bandmates. So, Jeff, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Can you, like, we know that you're a musician, but can you introduce yourself even further and describe your music a bit?
Sure. Well, my name is Jeff Stanfield. I consider myself a singer-songwriter, and I've been playing bluesy folk country music for many years. Mm-hmm. Started playing actually when I was a young lad, and my parents were very influential musically. They both were avid folk singers, and they often had parties and big jams and stuff at home. So I grew up in a very musical environment. So I learned to play guitar very early on, and since then it's been a really important part of my life. Mm-hmm. And so I've been playing music, on the North Shore of North Vancouver, in Vancouver, and lots of festivals and stages, and just it's been a really great experience. And I've also been involved with VAMS for, gosh, I would say, I don't know, 20 years or more. Yeah, I know, it goes way back. And I'm sure Graham will maybe talk a little bit about VAMS, but that's been a great relationship and awesome opportunity for playing. And a little bit about myself.
Awesome. And so how has your time on the West Coast influenced you?
I would say that it's the West Coast is kind of laid back and is very in tune to nature. So I think it influences my music in that my style is kind of laid back, and often is, I don't know, just featuring kind of earthy topics and sentiments, and so it's kind of chill music. So I'd say that's how it's influenced me. Yeah.
Awesome. So you kind of touched earlier, but how did you get involved with Vancouver Adaptive Music Society?
Well, it was actually through our drummer who can't make it today. Couldn't make it today, Dave Symington. And we met many years ago and just started playing together. Actually, it was also with Sam Sullivan, who obviously was... he and Dave were kind of directly responsible for creating the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society. So I got involved at that stage when they had a band, an early band. And since then, we just gravitated to one another musically. And so we started playing together, and we've been playing together ever since.
And I tell you... all met as well, like...
No, we... Graham came later on, and Graham, do you want to...
Yeah, sure.
Just introduce yourself briefly and how you're involved with BAMS?
My name's Graham Wyman, and I'm the program manager with the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society. And I started working with BAMS back in 2014. And, yeah, that's how I originally met Dave, and... eventually got to know Jeff, and then joined the band as the bass player, and that's what we've been doing for probably a good 5 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Bryden came on back in 2001, and pardon me?
21.
Sorry. My apologies. Yeah, inverse that a little bit. Yeah, sorry. So yeah, 21.
Prodigy.
And he's that good. No. So yeah, he joined. And Bryden, why don't you introduce yourself? And
yeah,
I do also just want to say one thing. This is actually Bryden's first time performing with us.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was kind of fun. It was lucky to be able to play here and play with you guys on Access Day. But yeah, my name is Bryden Vino. I'm the now program coordinator with the Vancouver Adapted Music Society. And yeah, it's been nothing but amazing times being able to play with all of our different artists, people at different skill levels, all disability. It doesn't matter any age. It really doesn't matter. It's been a ton of fun, and getting to play with Jeff has just been a blast. He's an amazing songwriter, singer-songwriter, self-proclaimed, right? So it's lovely to hear his voice and, you know, different styles of music we get to play all the time. So yeah, it's a little crazy getting out and performing live for the first time in so long, right?
I think everybody's a bit rusty.
Yeah.
Especially with a rainy May, and we're all just kind of coming out of our caves now.
Just
and
trying to dry off.
So this is a great opportunity. We really appreciate having this chance to play today.
Well, we're really glad you guys can make it today. But Jeff, as you've said, that your music is rooted in your passion for, quote, living life to the fullest, end quote. What does that mean to you, and how do you incorporate that message into your music?
Thanks for that question. I think that by nature, I feel I'm an optimist and my glass half full kind of person. I inherited that from my father, who always had a really great attitude despite adversity and challenges that come along. So I find I have a kind of interesting mix of, I love to play minor chords, which generally are very moody and sad, but at the same time, I like to write really uplifting lyrics and hope lyrics with hope in the message. And I think that's what we can't get enough of, and to be able to share that anytime publicly and perform that is, I think, what really resonates for me. So that's what I mean by that.
Well said. Okay. So you've also said, quote, that there is nothing better than playing songs for people, end quote. Can you explain that further? And how has the pandemic affected this part of your practice?
Right, yeah. Well, it's interesting that I read a quote that said that, you know, most musicians are introverts by nature. And I think that lends itself to hours and hours of practicing in your bedroom and being okay with that. So I think most musicians would be like, pandemic, not bad. You know, like it's given us the excuse to woodshed or basically, you know, play a lot of music alone. But having said that, you know, the whole point of, for me, playing music is to be able to share it, which sometimes isn't my natural inclination. But to me, you know, ultimately sharing it with others is, mm-hmm. is what it's all about. So that part, I think, having said musicians love to, you know, practice a lot themselves, they really get into their instrument. I think all of the musicians have been feeling that they're really missing something, not being able to share it and play for others. And so I think that's how I interpret that. And at the end of the day, you know, that's really all there is, because for most, it's tricky making, you know, a lot of money playing music. And if that's your motivation, I don't think you last. I think everybody's trying to communicate and touch other people's lives, mm-hmm. Whatever way that happens for them or they can do that. And so for me, that's being able to share the music that I create.
And how do you write your music? Like, a lot of artists, yeah. you know, have some space in their house that they like to write their music. How do you do that?
Yeah. Well, for me, I write with the guitar, and I usually have a little bit of guitar music, or what they call like a motif or some kind of pattern, just that evokes a mood, mm-hmm. and then from there that just seems to create the you know, creative flow, and I'll come up with some lyrics that might be a line or two and a bit of a chorus. It depends, mm-hmm. and that's the inspiration part. And then comes the work, where you go, is there a song in there? And you work to kind of uncover it. And so that's kind of my process.
Amazing. So are there any artists you've been listening to lately that you would like to share?
You mean who I like to listen to?
Listen to, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to, I like to listen to, I'm a YouTube kind of fanatic. I'm a visual person, so I love hearing music, but also seeing artists perform.
Right.
So I really love to do that. So some of the artists I love to listen to are, I'm really on a, I've really been watching a lot of John Mayer, which you either love him or you know. I think everybody appreciates or respects his musical ability. Mm-hmm. But I guess the artists I'm drawn to are sort of the musicians, the ones who have the respect of other musicians, and he's one. I love listening to Ed Sheeran. I love listening to older artists like, you know, the Claptons, Eric Clapton, and Mark Knopfler, who is with the old Dire Straits band, is a really good songwriter. That's who comes to mind.
And how about your band members, like, have you followed any artists?
Neil Young.
Neil Young's a big, you can't go wrong there. But recently, and this record actually just came out last Friday, but Tom York and Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead,
just released a record called the band's called The Smile. And so that's what I've been crushing recently. But no, similar to Jeff, a lot of singer-songwriter stuff. I grew up listening to Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, all the way to, let's see, Tears for Fears. That was really big in the house back in the day. Tame Impala, just to name a few. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Brian, what about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely kind of all over the place. I listen to a lot of hip-hop rap for sure. So I'm obviously just recently Kendrick Lamar dropped an album. So I've been listening to that. But I definitely want to echo what Jeff said about John Mayer. It's like I'm always amazed listening to him, how he can just command the guitar and seemingly play lead and rhythm simultaneously.
Yeah.
While singing like incredibly well too. So just seeing him perform live, I think it's almost like a studio recording every time you see him play. I think it's incredible. So yeah.
Amazing. So are there any events or projects coming up that you would like to share with our audience or listeners?
Well, not at the moment.
No.
I'd like to actually play more, but at the moment I don't believe I have anything scheduled, so that's something that it's kind of a interesting time because I guess now everything's open and
starting open.
You can start. Yeah. But I haven't booked anything coming
up.
No.
Okay. Hopefully.
I was just going to quickly jump in. There is one show you're going to be playing on October 6th of 2022.
Oh, wow.
The Vancouver Adaptive Music Society is bringing back our kind of culminating event that we have called the Strong Sessions.
Okay.
And that'll be at the Roundhouse Community Center on October 6th.
Very cool.
So
if people are listening or anybody listening, they can book you. Or contact Vamps.
Yes, for
hopefully.
Sure.
Definitely, yeah.
That is all I have, but is there any final message that you would like to say to our listeners?
Well, sure. I would say that it's been really great to play music publicly again, and I hope that Vancouver is a great place to live, and I think part of that is having live music and a really strong artistic culture, and I think that that's something that sometimes Vancouver is not considered at the top of the list compared to some other cities that seem to really have music and other arts strong in their culture. We're more of an outdoorsy province, right? But having said that, there definitely is an artistic community, a strong artistic community. So I guess I just say that I hope we continue to nurture that part of us, and we can see more and more live music appearing in and around the city this summer. That would be really exciting.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Jeff, and to your band members. It was wonderful listening to a live performance after all these years, a couple of years now. So thank you so much. And everyone else, please stay tuned to more Access Day programming on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustay.